Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. We are almost there. All four candles on the Advent wreath have been lit. By now, many of you have your trees up. There are gifts to stash under the branches. By now, many of you have found and picked out your Christmas sweaters that you might be wearing to different parties tonight. By now, many of you have welcomed family members into your homes for Thanksgiving and Christmastide, or you have traveled many miles to far-off places yourself. By now, many of you have partaken of the wassail, some of us too much. Bells. Or spiced cider, Christmas cookies, country hams, and a number of other many ways that we can gorge ourselves with delicious food. By now, many children have had meltdowns in toy aisles. Many families have experienced that one family member who needs to know the minute-by-minute schedule of her holiday visit. By now, many of us have taken Tums, Pepto-Bismol, Tylenol, beta blockers, or a combination of all four just to stave off that hustle and bustle feeling for the preparations of the most wonderful time of the year. So fortunately, we have a lectionary that goes against the flow of our secular preparations and reminds us of the preparations that Advent will have us make. And especially, we are today fortunate to read the words of Gabriel, who said, "Greetings, favored one," and who also reminds us, "For nothing will be impossible with God." For nothing will be impossible with God. Of course, he spoke these words to a young virgin who had found favor with God. Perhaps today we too are wondering how we might find favor for ourselves in this crazy and hectic and chaotic season. But perhaps also I should put that word favor in quotation marks. Because let us remember that this strange blessing that God offered to this virgin mother was this. Favor meant being a young, unwed mother, having a child out of wedlock, the child who would later be executed as a criminal. And through this challenge, though, comes God's richest blessing. Blessing not just to Mary and her family, but a blessing to the whole world. And it happened because a very common girl, though probably frightened, a bit hesitant, and probably feeling quite frenzied, recognized the voice of God in the chaos of her new challenges. As we gather today in worship, let us too reflect on peace and joy amid chaos. Let us find those still and quiet places in our lives. And as we enter into this final week of Advent, pushing on towards Christmas, may we also try to be open and willing to God's claim on our lives. Because we too, just like Mary, have been called by God for greatness. I'm going to close with a poem by theologian and poet Ted Loader, in whose words we can hear echoes of Annunciation, not just for Mary, but for our own lives as well. Will you pray with me? O God of beginnings, as your Spirit moved over the face of the deep on the first day of creation, move with us now in our time of beginnings. When the air is rain-washed, the bloom is on the bush, and the world seems fresh and full of possibilities, and we feel ready and full. We tremble on the edge of a maybe, a first time, a new thing, a tentative start. And the wonder of it lays its fingers on our lips. In the silent Lord, we share now our eagerness and our uneasiness about this something different that we would be or do. And God, we listen for your leading to help us separate the light from the darkness in the changes we seek to shape and which are shaping us today.